Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Saturday, November 25th, 2023. The tarot card for today is the Seven of Cups, and this one is from the Lovely Ladies Tarot by artist Brittany Keller. I see this one going several ways today, and, you know, we'll start with all of the options as the Taurus moon, where the moon is exalted, is conjunct Jupiter in Taurus. And, you know, I got to tell you, Jupiter expands everything, all the possibilities. And, you know, it kind of can be a little bit mind-boggling. And this is a card of options and trying to find the reality and choices. It's the reality where we're going to have a little bit of difficulty. Because for about the past week or so, Neptune has reached its degree where it will be going direct next month, and the old Neptunian fog machine is churning overtime. You might be finding that your dreams are rather intense, unusual, off the charts, whatever. Pay close attention to them because they are trying to tell you something. But one thing for sure, don't concern yourself right now, unless it's an matter of absolute urgency when it comes to making choices. If you're undecided and you're like, oh, there's too much to choose from, too much to figure out, I can't get a clear enough picture, okay? And that can even happen today with that Jupiter influence, because when it expands everything, it leaves out the details. And sometimes you need those details to really figure out what it is you should be doing. Now, the other thing, given the time frame that we are in here, you know, holiday season is now in full swing. And this is a card where, boy, how to explain it. Like, when you think of people, and many of them are not who they pretend to be. You know, they wear masks. The scammers, they're out in full force. You know, I gotta tell you, there's just too much going on. And don't open that email. Don't click on that link. Don't answer that phone call. You know, nobody, you know, like Amazon, they're not going to contact you and say your account has been suspended. Think about it. You probably just ordered from them 5 minutes ago. If you don't get like 20 of these a day, you're not doing it right. But they will mail you, email you, call you, whatever it is that they can do. Hop onto your Facebook. It's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere. Now, the only way that you can truly protect yourself with these kind of things when you're not sure is if your phone isn't telling you that it's spam or scam or whatever it says, then go to the original website. Look for information there. Don't ever let anyone contact you, you know, unless it's direct, unless it's verified. That way you can be a little more safe and a little more certain with that. But we're, like I said, we're in this foggy time frame where the choices aren't clear, things aren't clear, and people's motives are not always in your best interest. So I do want everyone to stay safe, make good choices, stay away from anything which can, you know, hurt you further on down the line. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.